Thank you. This doesn't have Hilchos Yontif. Okay, then. Okay, there's another one. Dandy Hilchos Yontif also. Poseida? Thank you. Maybe. I'm not sure. Sorry. Okay. Well, I'd like to talk about, see exactly what happens or how I. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we always talk about, you know, it's a very emotional thing, dancing, singing, whatever it is. So I'd like to understand how the Rambam looks at Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And, you know, if you like, I can ask at the end, what's the relevance of it today? Because everyone likes to think the relevance of how we relate to something. Okay. So, we understand, at least the way we were brought up or taught, that Simchas Beis HaShoeva is Nisach HaMayim. Okay? They did something special on Sukkot. They didn't do the whole year. There was a korban called a korban of Mayim, Nisach HaMayim. And that is Simcha, and the Shivas HaMayim, Nisach HaMayim. The Rambam, and that's the impression you get from Rashi and Sukkah also. The Rambam turns the world upside down and says that's not the case. And then we'll see that he takes a position at a certain point in his life and reverses his position to another position. We'll just try to somehow move through the timeline, the chronological timeline of the Rambam, and see what his various opinions are. Okay? So let's go very slow. You didn't said they don't have anything.
They have it.
Okay, good. So I don't have it, but okay. But is I have to say that. Okay, most of it. Good. Say that. So if you look at the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos in Mitzvah Say Nun Dalid, he develops the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif. And in the middle of his discussion, he says, "V'kilo bi'omu v'smachta b'chagecho, ma she'omu gam kein sameich b'chol meni simcho." Anything that makes you happy, okay? Then he goes, "U'mizeh lecho bosa b'yom tovim, v'lishtash yayin, v'lubash b'godim chadoshim, u'lechalik peyus u'minim m'sika l'ktanim l'noshim." He would give out clothes to women, treats, candies to children, okay? And you eat, but you have boson yayin. Then he says like this. Then he adds a new line, and just like in the middle of nowhere, v'lischoik b'kli nigun, to play musical instruments, v'lilkod, and to dance, b'miktosh levad, only in the Beis HaMikdash, part of the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif. V'hi Simchas Beis HaShoeva. V'ze kulo tachas omroi v'samachta b'chagecha. Okay? So Ram has developed that the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif includes Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But that, you know, a priori, becomes very confusing, because the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif is by all Yom Tovim. So why should Sukkot be any different? Why should okay? You know, it's a very strange thing. You don't know where this came from. You don't know what it means. Okay, okay. So before we get into that, I want to take some. It's back one step. Okay. What is a Mitzvah Simchas Yontif? So, when I was learning yeshiva, you know, coming across Tosfos Moed Katan in other places, Tosfos says that the Mitzvah Simcha b'zman hazeh is not a deraisa. Why? Because the Mitzvah Simcha is only eating basar kochim that you brought as a korban in the regel. So, then it comes very strange, you know. The Mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha really is to eat the Shalmei Simcha. Okay. So, in fact, It's a very interesting question you should ask yourself, you know. The Rambam has organized Mishneh Torah according to mitzvahs, okay? And in the front of each set of halachas, he has the mitzvahs, okay? So I ask you, where would you put the mitzvah Simchas Yontif if you're writing Mishneh Torah? So what would you say? Hilchas Yontif, right? So, you open up Hilchas Yontif, and you don't find it there. And you open up Hilchas Chagiga, and you do find it there. Oh, you know why? Because the main mitzvah, and we'll see exactly what that means, is really to have the korban, the Shalmei Simcha. Okay? And the Rambam, in Hilchas Yontif, someone addresses this. He says like this, in Perek Vav, he says like this. Perek Vav, Aloch Yud Zayin, Shivas Yimeach Pesach, Ushmonis Yimeach Chag, Im Shor Yom Tovim. So, when you talk about Shor Yom Tovim, you're talking about something in plural, okay? So let's just make a cheshbon. Shivas, you know, simple math, you know, like two and two, you know, second grade, first grade, whatever, fourth grade, whatever, wherever you were. You have 7 days of Pesach and 8 days of Sukkot and Shor Yom Tovim. So what are you talking about? You're talking about Shavuos, but that's one. Okay. So the Chayra, he must include also Rosh Hashanah. But then ask yourself a question. The Bnei Shalom, Rosh Hashanah was no Ali Lurego. What does it do with Smachta B'Chagecha? Right? But then also another question that the Gemara says that the reason why there's no Avelis on Yontif is because of Smachta B'Chagecha. And I ask myself a question. So, what about Rosh Hashanah? Is Avelis on Rosh Hashanah? And the Mishnah says, we pass the Mishnah says no. So the question is, how does all this happen? And what's going on over here? But the Rambam clearly is talking about a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah, and maybe on Yom Kippur also, I don't know, but on Rosh Hashanah certainly. And he puts the mitzvah of simcha really in Hilchas Chagiga. Right? See, he says something here. He says, V'chayiv od l'mesmoich bohen, Shall your sameach betuv lev, be very happy and excited. Vuhu, hu ubonov viishtoi ubnei beisai. He, his wife, and all his children, all the fuchol anuv molov shenem v'smacht b'chagecha. Then the Rambam goes into apologetics. Af al pi shasimcho amur, kan he korban shlomim. Kmo sha'onu mivarin behilchas chagiga. Okay. Yesh bichlal. It's a very interesting word. Rama's word bichlal. The word bichlal means that it's not the main mitzvah, but it's subsumed under it. Okay. Oysa simcha v'smoichu bonu b'nei beisai kol echod v'echod koroila. It's somehow subsumed under it. Okay. But you're getting all new. You're not only subsumed under it, you have new parameters over here, because you can end up that this Hu Ubon L'Bnei Beisai, without a Korban, not only on the Gimel Regalim, but on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And if you look again in Sefer Mitzvot, that's what he basically is doing. Because you saw the Lashon there, he says, he talks about eating Kochim, whatever, and he says, V'Kelel, the Omer V'sach is also included, but it's not the main mitzvah. This V'samachta B'chagecha of what? Of Nosh, of Basa V'yayin, clothes for women, treats for children, Klois V'geizim. Okay? So the Ram does then, if you look at his list in Mitzvah Nundalid, he talks about clothes and treats. And then he says, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not Gil V'Ika Mitzvah, it's nothing to do with Hilchas Chagiga, nothing to do with the Korban. But the same way we're including other acts which make you happy, we also include Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Okay. So here really is a sore spot. Why should Sukkot be different? Okay. So you could, if you want, but it's not very exciting. The Rambam in Nevuchim talks about Sukkot as the Yom Sosoin, the Simcha. Really, in the Torah, you look at it as the Chag HaOsif. And the truth is, if you look at the Torah, you come to a very interesting observation. Okay. Simcha is not mentioned by Pesach at all. Okay, you know, contrary to popular opinion, okay? It's mentioned once by Shavuos and twice by Sukkot. So the big deal, the big simcha is Sukkot. So you can say, you know, so the Torah really wants, the Torah meant something and wants gradations and your ecstasy and your big simcha is on Sukkot. That's Simcha's basic choice. Okay. It's not exciting. It's not exciting. But, you know, the Ram doesn't even find it necessary to explain it. Okay? What I would like to do now, okay, is to show you another Rambam. In Kuf Samach Tes, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, if you notice there, do you have that there? Kuf Samach Tes. The Ram says, it's little... Mito lulo be shiva for the smoyach boy, right? There's seven mitzvahs, there's two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of the samachta b'chagecha, which is nun dalid, and kuf samach tes is a separate mitzvah of for the smoyach boy. Okay, because it's a very strange, interesting thing. The poet Terry says ulakachtem lochem b'yom rishon priets all the kapas morach on the eighth always usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yom. So, usmachtem is also part of the mitzvah. It's a netiva, and to be happy with it. What is to do with it, we have to know. Okay? But that's what it says. Okay? Two separate mitzvahs. Okay. So, I'll ask you a question now. You're writing Mishneh Torah. Okay? And you want to place Simchas Beis HaShoeva in Mishneh Torah. Where would you put it? If you were the Rambam, what would you say? Anyone? Anything? What? No, Chagiga. That's the Rambam. That's what the mitzvah Simcha is. But if you remember, the Rambam split the mitzvah Simcha between that which is Achilles Korban in Hilchos Chagiga and all the other things in Hilchos Yontif. Okay? So where would you put Simchas Beis HaShoeva? What? You would L'chayi put it in Hilchos Yontif. Okay? L'chayi put it in Hilchos Yontif. Okay? So you know where the Rambam puts it? In Hilchos Luluf. Okay? So, you know. That's very interesting, isn't it? And I'll read you some of it. We have to just understand what happened. Because it's amazing. See, you have to understand the Rambam and even the people who are working on the Kisviyad, the manuscripts, they see the Rambam editing because you can see from the difference in the handwriting, even in Pirush Mishnayis, he edited it, he made changes, or the script itself changed, okay? And the Rambam was constantly... It wasn't like, you know, he said something, it's in cement, okay? The Rambam constantly was creative, trying to evaluate it, thinking about it, okay? And here, the question is, did he reevaluate this issue? And maybe he was bothered by this problem. Why should Simchas Beis HaShoeva be something peculiar about Sukkot if it's really an expression of Simchas Yontif? Okay? You know, we tried, but, you know, the try wasn't very successful, you know, it wasn't very successful at all. Okay? So that's the problem over here. What the Rambam does, he introduces in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Lulav, he introduces a mitzvah of Dalet Minim, Kapus Tmomim Batera V'chulei, and he talks about the four Minim, and he says V'chol Advom Wa'elu, these four Minim is Mipi Hashmui Moshe Rabbeinu Nisparsh. Because you look, if you look at Pri Eitz Hodo and any exotic fruit, you know, oh, here it is. So the Ram says very clearly that there was a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. They were boiling the shalom at house, and I told Moshe that this is what this is, okay? Abo minim elu, mitzvah is mitzvah achas, machen zeh, nikol mitzvah luluf. Okay, this is it. Mitzvah luluf. Okay? At the end, on Perches, he writes like this. And it's an apology, a very strange thing. Afal pi, Shekola Moadois mitzvah l'smoich bohen v'chag ha-sukhais ho yisashom b'mikdash simcha yisail. Okay. So I just ask you a question. You're having an apology about the mitzvah simcha. Okay. So where are you going to put it? In Hilchos Yontif, we're talking about the mitzvah simcha. Okay. He puts the apology in Hilchos Lulav. It's amazing. Alpha Pisha Kormo Adis Mitzvah Lismoich Bohen, Bechaga Sukkis, Hoyser Shom Bemikdosh, Simcha Yisera, Shenema Usmachtem Lifne Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yomim. Okay. Now, I ask you a question. If you're writing, the Rambam who's writing Sefer Mitzvahs, the Mitzvahs Nun Dalet, can you imagine quoting a pasuk Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, and that's the reason for Simchas Beis HaShoeva? That's what he says. Apo Pishikor Moadis Mitzvah L'smoich Behen B'chag HaSukkos Hoyiso B'mikdash Simcha Yisera Shenema v'samach lifnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim, and it's basically history. Hoyisa. Okay. V'keitzer oyosinig is a whole discussion. Mitzvah l'harbos v'simcha zu, and he talks the whole discussion. Okay. So what happened? What's going on here? Okay. This is what's in front of us now, okay? It says, see, is there possible, okay? Because you look what happened. We learned, so you look in Sefer Mitzvahs, Ulekachta lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, right? And it's all one thing. The simcha is limited and only to Netilas Lulav and Mikdash, right? What the Rambam did is cut the pasuk in half, okay? When it came to Mikdash, you see before, page of Perek Zayin. Yeah. He says, yeah, there it is. Mitzvah Lulav and Halacha Yud Gimel, Perek Zayin. Mitzvah Lulav, Linotel B'yom Rishon Shal Chag Bovad, B'chol Mokho, B'chol Zman, V'afil B'Shabbos, Shneh Mokach Tchem B'yom Rishon, U'B'Mikdash Levadoi, Noitin lo yisei b'chol yoyim, mishivis me'achag, shenemar usmachtem lifnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim. Okay. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim. That is the mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav. Right? Then, in Halach in Periches, Halach in Beis, he quotes the same pasuk, Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim, the same exact pasuk for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The truth is, let's even take a peek at the beginning of Hilchos Shofar Lulav, Sukkah v'Lulav. What's the mitzvah? Gimel? What would you say the mitzvah is? Lito Lulav B'Yom Rishon, right? And B'Mikdash Shivas Yomim. Lito Lulav B'Mikdash Kol Shivas Yomim. Then, in Gulin, it happens to be it's only one day. But the mitzvah is Lito, and it's Mikdash. So there's an amazing thing happening over here. He's quoting the same pasuk for two separate things without batting an eyelash. Okay? In Perek Zion for the mitzvah of Netilah Mikdash, and in Perek Ches for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Then, let me just read another line over here. He has Halach, he talks about how they used to dance and what they used to do in Halacha Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalet, Meraktin, Umesamchim, Umikdash, Umeachag, Avokol Oom, Vanoshin, Vanoshin, Kulam Boyim, Lilois Lishmoyer. The Gdol Yisrael were dancing and doing the acrobatics. Okay? The same way David was dancing in front of the Olam. It was the Machlokes in him and Michal Bashal. Then he says like this, in Halacha Tesvov, he says, Hasimcha sheyismach Odom basias hamitzvah uva'avas hokel shetzivo behen havoy de Gdol Yisrael. The mitzvah, the simcha that a person is happy with doing a mitzvah is a big avoida. And avas hakel tetsiva wahen avoida gedoyli v'chol magei atzmoi b'simchazu woyli po tachas yishol avarata Hashem alokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivo. So I ask myself a question, what's going on over here? He's talking about why. So the Rambam, usually there's a segue. There's a, you know, he writes, and the words flow. Okay, he's talking about dancing in Mikdash usmachten lifnei Hashem alkeichem. So the mitzvah is simcha. So why is he talking about that the simcha basis hamitzvah? And what mitzvah are we talking about? And why is this in Hilchos Lulav? So, L'cheira, what seems to be over here, because you have to understand, right after, you look, he's right in Perek Zion, he's talking about Din Netilah Lulav, and in Perek Ches, he talks about all the halachas of the Esrog Lulav, and Shutfin, and other things. And look at Halacha Yud Aleph. Shutfin, Shikon Lulav, Ay Esrog, B'Shutfis, Ein Ech Mem Yoytzei, Bo Yedei Chavosa, B'Yom Rishon. Okay? Because you need Lachem. Then he says, you have to give a Matana. Then, right after that, without blinking an eyelash, Afal Pi Shekol HaMoadois, Mitzv L'Smoich Behen, B'chagasukais, hoy is a show b'miktus simcha yisera. Okay, so that simcha yisera, he doesn't say it's the mitzvah smoich behen, but it's only in mikdash. Okay, because, and it says, and he quotes the pasuk of Netilas Lulav b'miktus. So it means then that there's something special about Sukkos over here, okay? And before we move on, the Rambam's handled his problem, because there's a quagmire in Mitzvah Nun Dalet, why the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif should have peculiar issues of Simchas Beis Shoeva. So now he's saying, no, it's not Simchas Yontif, okay? And that's why it isn't put in Simchas Yontif, okay? And he's apologizing why he's not putting in Simchas Yontif over here. So it means an amazing thing. The mitzvah lulav usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. The mitzvah simchas lulav akosav v'daber. That the Torah is mechayiv in the mitzvah lulav a simcha b'shasn tilis alulav and a simcha post the lulav. It was achrei tomei, they were dancing, but it was a dance about the mitzvah netilas lulav. And that's then you understand this line, hasimcha sheyismach od b'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Because this is a simcha of asiyas ha-mitzvah lulav, a mikdash. Okay. Now I want to show you something interesting and amazing. Okay. We know about Anshe Yushalayim, okay? We know that Anshe Yushalayim used to pick up the lulav and walk around with it the whole day or a major part of the day until later on in the day with Sitzuch HaTzei, whatever, right? In fact, Tosfos says that if you got to make a bracha before you pick the lulav up or even after you said Nanuyim, since you're holding on to it the whole day, like Anshe Yushalayim, as long as you're holding on to it, you can make a bracha. Because Anshe Yushalayim is part of Netilas Lulav. Okay. But then I ask myself a question. Why is it that it was only the people, the men in Jerusalem? Okay, you know, they're close to God. They connected with God, so they carried around the whole day. Why is it that only the Anshe Yushalayim were walking around with this the whole day? Okay? Then I'd ask yourself another question. If I'd be the Rambam, okay, in writing the din of Anshe Yushalayim, where should I write it? In Mishneh Torah. Okay? So I want to explore this with you now, the next few minutes, okay? So the Rambam starts Perek Zayin, and he explains the mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav. That's in Perek Zayin at the beginning. And then he says that there's Nanuyim in Aloha Yud. And he even goes further, and he says Nanuyim of B'Shas Halil. Okay. Maybe some other time we talk about Nanuyim and when you do Nanuyim, what the story is. It's a very interesting thing. And then he talks about the Aguda, and making the Aguda. Then he tells you in Alochiyot Gimel, what I read to you before, that the mitzvahs lulav taught the Yom Rishon, ubemikdash shivas yom, shenem osmachna v'shem eshkechem shivas yom. Then he says, you don't take it on Shabbos. And then he says, why they made a gzeret not take it on Shabbos. And then he says they made a gzeirah d'rabbonon that after Churban Habayis you can't take it all 7 days. Okay? Then he says, okay, listen to this. Ubizman shebeis hamikdash kayim oyelu of nitol b'yom rishon shechal yechus Shabbos, which also the gzeirah didn't apply in mikdash. Okay? Umishechorav bizman, excuse me, ban beis hamikdash lul nitol. Yom Rishon, okay. In Bizman Beis HaMikdash, there was no Gzeira, okay. Umishachor Beis HaMikdash, Osu Chachomim Lito as a Lulav B'Shabbos. Okay, very nice. That's Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Ches. Listen to this. Ubizman Azeh, Shakol Oysen, Ala Cheshbon, Bechule, okay. That even though there's no problem, we still tell you you can't take it. Then he goes like this. Halacha Chom. Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai, שמביאים במקדש ארובו החרס חוץ מארובו. The mitzvah ארובו לא חומש בסיני. Then he says, כסף מצווסוי, בכל יום, they will מביא in מרוביוס, they will מקף למזבח, and on the seventh day, they did something more. Then he goes like this. And then he talks more about Arovo. Then he says, "B'chol yoim v'yoim, ho yimakif mizbech l'loveim v'yodeim, pam achas, v'yoim on Hashem hoishiyano, on Hashem hoishiyano." He finished talking about Lulav. He has a discussion about Shabbos, which is the end, which is the epilogue of Lulav, where he counts on Shabbos. Then he's talking about Arovo. Then he comes back and he says, "B'chol yoim." V'yoyim ho yimakif l'zizbech l'loveim b'yadeim pam achas v'yoyim on Hashem hoshiyano on Hashem atzlichano v'yoshvi yimakif l'zizbech sheva pomim. Is this part of the mitzvah lulav? Okay, I would tell you that it's certainly not so, and the Rambam is throwing away. It's something special they did in Mikdash, nothing to do with lulav. There was arava in this. And I think that is why in the Minig Ashkenaz, in the source, the way it was, Hayshanis, they used to be makif the Mizbeach only after Musaf. Okay? And that's what Ram says. He says, V'kanor Yisrael b'chol makom yisraniach teva b'emsa b'es ha-kneses makif v'no Yisrael b'chol yoyim k'der shu'im makif v'zbeach zekhel ha-mikdash. But it's not part of Mitzvah Matilas Lulav. He's finished Matilas Lulav a long time ago. Okay? It's a separate thing, which is Mesameach, I guess. It's not part of Mitzvah Matilas. He's finished. Then, after that, he quotes like this. Kacho yahaminag biyushalayim. It's in the past, okay? Kacho yahaminayushalayim. Yoytze od mi beisai shachas ulav yodai. Nichol de beis hakneses. Vuhu biyodai. Mispal vuhu biyodai. Vyoytze levaked. This was in Yushalayim. This was in Yushalayim. So in Yushalayim, it's very interesting. Okay. With the lulav itself, in the mitzvah netilah, there's a mitzvah netilah zayin. And he finishes and talks about that. But there's another simcha, a bimakif the mizbeach, with the lulav, which he refers to, and he's very careful that it's not part of mitzvah tilas lulav. And then he says in Yerushalayim, that place where they had that new mitzvah, usmachtim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. They walked around with the lulav the whole day. It was part of this simcha. It's not Tesis, a shum natilas lulav, the way Tesis does the whole different story. And this, the Ram says, that not only was nuant, new horizons, okay, in the mitzvah, not only there was an aposhet natila, but you usmach nifnei Hashem Elokeichem says to go around the Mizbeach. And that's why he says it after Arova, to say it's a mikdash tikkun. And also, there was a minig to carry it the whole day. There was a new simcha. Usmachtem nifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. Hasimcha shisamach basiyas ha-mitzvah. After they put the lulav down, after Tomat Shabbein Abayim, they danced in the mikdash the whole night from this simcha. And this excitement from Asiyas HaMitzvah is the Yerushalmi tells us, and Tesis quotes in Sukkah, Yoyne Ben Amitai, because besides in Nevuah and in Ruach HaKodesh, in Ruach HaKodesh, you can have all the milus of Ruach HaKodesh. You have to have milus of Midas, the Ram lists them in Perek Zayin of Chisod HaTorah. But not everyone who has these milus has the ability to connect to God to receive prophecy. Okay? And those, the Ram calls them B'nai Nevi'im. So you're looking at children Nevi'im. And he says, Misnabim, B'nai Nevi'im were those who were trying, they reached Ruach HaKadosh, but they wanted prophecy. And what did they do? The Ram quotes the pasuk by Elisha that they played musical instruments to get them happy. Because you have to have Ein Ruach HaKadosh Shoreh B'tech Simcha. And this great Simcha of B'asiyas HaMitzvah U'smachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shimas Yomim Yonah Ben Amitai, that's who he was Zeicha, to be Shoyev Ruach HaKadosh. And that's what Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, to be Shoyev this Ruach HaKadosh, this connection to the Rabbi Nishan. And we should all be Zeicha this Sukkos to be Lefnei Hashem and to be Zeicha to have the real Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. Try to finish our time.